Now here we're going to show the stability of the H2 controllerism. Now recall that an LQR control problem, and here, even though we haven't really done here, but you can also consult the book and also sort of literature to see that it's well known that for LQR control, or basically the state of feedback part, we have a guaranteed stability margin that you can show that it has at least a 6 degree phase margin and a 6 dB gain margin. This is a very well known result for LQR control. That's why they are regarded to a very, very effective design techniques, because it guarantees stability margin, phase margin, gain margin, phase margin automatically, no matter how you choose the performance weighting functions. Now, since the LQG or H2 controller can be regarded as LQR control, and together with a optimal filtering or optimal estimation of the state, because the LQR control case is a state feedback, and when state is not available, then the best thing you can do is do an estimation, and you put these two together, you end up with the LQG or H2 controller. Basically that's what the case. Now you might think, well, since the LQR controller has guaranteed the margin, maybe in H2 or LQG case we also have certain margins automatically guaranteed stability margins. Now it turns out there's no guarantee in LQG or H2 case for whatever margin you can think of. Now this doesn't mean that for every control you design they don't have stability margin. No, it's not so at all. Okay, but what it says is that the margin is not guaranteed by the method itself. Okay, it has to come from the particular design. So for each case, you have to check what a margin you get. Okay, you cannot say because you use the LQG and H2 design technique, you will have certain margin, so on. Okay, that's what we are talking about here. So what are we going to do here is we're going to show an example where we use the H2 controller design, and we show that there's basically no margin, guaranteed margin at all. Okay, if you make a little perturbation, then the stability is destroyed. Okay, so that's what we are talking about here. So we take a 2x2 example. Actually, this is an example from one of the paper by Doyle. It's like two-page papers in transaction. This simple example demonstrates that, in fact, there isn't a guaranteed stability margin for LQG or H2 controller. We take a 2x2 transfer matrix system, two-state system, I'm sorry, and we have two parameters that we can choose. One is involved with in a B1 matrix, another one is in a C1 matrix. This is what also, if you in a conventional case, they are related to the Q matrix and also the variance of the measurement noise and so on. Okay, then we can solve the Riccati equation explicitly very easily. We can get an expression of x2 y2, and we can construct f2 l2 feedback gains. And then we also can compute the optimum controller explicitly in terms of those sigma and q's. Okay.